כן, דף עין בי, סומת א', אומר רב יהודה המקריה בגדי כהונה לויקה. If a person tears בגדי כהונה, he's over a lav and he gets malchus. What is the lav? It says by the me'il, just let us say the lashon of the posik, v'hoya piroishay b'soichay, sofa yir lepiv soviv, maisei oirek, kefisachre yiyeloi, lo yikoreya. So he learns from the lo yikoreya that there's a lav, that one is not permitted to tear the bigde kohune, and not only aloche by the me'il, he held it's aloche by all bigde kohune. Maskif lo rav ache bayakev, vidilme hochikom arachmone, navid le sofe, that there should be a sofe by the opening of the meal, ki heichi deloy nikra, this is not a bazundere lav, it is sofe yilapiv soviv, kifisache yiloy, loyi kareya, that there should be a sofe, it should be doubled over in order that it should not tear. So the Gemara says, Miksiv shelo yikoreya. It says lo yikoreya. So lo yikoreya is a new inyan. This is a new lav. So as long as it doesn't say with a shin, so memela, it's a new lav. It's not a continuation from before, and it's not a reason for before. So Rabbi Kevega and Gilyan Nashas, the Sefer Kolben Chagiga Simen Samaches, Hikshe Amrinim B'Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, B'Krod Lo Yar B'Lo Yinoshim, B'Lo Yosser Levovoy, the Hachikoma, Lo Yosser is not a Bezunder Elav, Lo Yar B'Lo Yinoshim, Mishum Shelo Yosser, that there the Gemara darshins that lo yosur is a reason for lo yarbe. The lo yimakshinin miksiv shel lo yosur. There the Gemara assumes that the lo yosur is a reason, even though it says without a shin. And here the Gemara says it can't be a reason because it says lo yikareya. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. The Rishash wants to say a teretz, a partial teretz. He wants to say that there it says with a vav, v'loyosu. Vav is usually can be translated as leman loyosu, v'loyosu leman shaloyosu. So there, taki could be a reason. Mashenkin over here it says without a vav. So here, taki, it is a new inyan that there should be a lab. The Briskirov ala Teire brings a targum. God, it's very interesting. In the Mikrois Gedolos, I didn't find this targum. The Teire Tamim, I also didn't find this targum. But in the Chumash HaMekdovo, the targum is the way the Briskirov brings. It says in the targum, says by this pasuk, Sofa yiyah lepiv soviv lo yikoreya. So the Targum translates de lo yisbeza, that the me'il should not get torn. It is a reason. De lo yisbeza should not get torn. And so the Briskirov wants to say as follows. He wants to say a beautiful shtik teire, but he only has one problem. And we'll say over the problem in 1 minute. This lo yikoreya by the me'il is mentioned in two places. It is mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, and there it says v'hoya piroishoy b'soichoy, that the v'sofa yir lepiv soviv ma'ise eirei kefisachra yiyaloi lo yikoreya. So there the Pasuk is telling us how the Me'il should be. There it says, Lo Yikareya. And then in Parshas Pekudei, there it says, Vayas Es HaMe'il. There it says how they made the Me'il. ופי המעיל בסייחי כפי סחרה סופו לפיו סביב, לא ייקריה. So there it says how they made the meal, the oifen how they made the meal. So the Briskerov wants to say that Bishloim in Parshas Tetzave, that it is speaking about the tzivui, b'hoya piroishe b'soichai sofiyele piv soviv. So there it's mistava to say the Torah is giving us tzivuyim, how the meal should be made. And also it says there, lo yikareya. So there it's mistava, it could be it's a tzivui, that it's a lot. But in Parshas Pekudei, that there the Pasuk is telling us how it was made. Upi ha-me'il b'soichai kefisacha sofa lafiv soviv lo yikoreya. So there it's saying, there mistava it's a reason. There mistava it's a reason. He say it was made this way, the lo yis b'zah. He says there's one major problem. The Targum and Parshas Tetzave says the lo yis b'zah, and the Targum and Parshas Pekudei says lo yis b'zah. So that is a problem. But like this, it would be a very beautiful shtik teire that the Targum held that there's two inyonim. There's a lav, and also there's a reason why it was the by the suffer of the meal was doubled up. Let's go further. If a person separated the choishen from the eifoit, and a person took out the badim, the poles which were holding the oren. So he took them out, loike. So he gets malke. Shenema lo yizach v'lo yasuru. There's a law that one should not separate the choshen from the eifoid, and one should not take out the badim from the oren. Maskif lo Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How do you know, the same kasher Rav Acha bar Yaakov is, how do you know that lo yizach v'lo yasuru is a lav? V'dilme ki kama rachmone, the Torah says, chatkinu tayetait, v'avdinu shapir, or push in the badim tait, kedesha lo yizach v'lo yasuru. Could be this is a reason. It should be made tight or the put in tight that they should not be taken out. So the Gemara answers, Miksiv, Shelo Yizach v'Shelo Yosuru. It says, Lo Yizach v'Lo Yosuru. Here the Rishash is Ma'irer that his teretz won't help. It says, V'Lo Yizach by here it says, V'Lo Yizach. There there's a good kasha. If v'lo yizach, why didn't the Gemara say v'lo yizach is a reason and not a lot? Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Rami. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina asked the kasha. It says betabois ha'orin yiyu abadim, that the badim, the poles should be in the orin. In the rings of the oren, lo yasuru mimenu, they should not be taken out. That means they should remain, the poles which held the oren should remain in the rings and should not, lo yasuru mimenu, shouldn't be taken out. Uchsiv, and it says another pasuk, let us see the Bach's Gilsa, then we'll see a whole tesis about this Gilsa. Veheveso es habadim betabois, you should bring the badim, the poles, into the tabois. So it's a stire. One place it seems la yasura mimenu. They have to remain there. And then advice says they were taken out and put in. Okay, tzat. How are we miyashiv these two psukim? Misparkim ve'ein nishmotim. That the poles which were in the oren were adjustable. You could move them forwards and backwards, but you could not take them out completely. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Chatkinu koshreim yofe. By the choshen, it means you should tie tightly the choshen to the eifoy. Vala tabois vahabadim oima sheyitneim betabois bedoichik. They should be pressed tight into the tabois. They should not be able to be taken out. Kosav lo yasu alma in zozim mehem. They cannot be removed. Uchsi veheveso. You should bring them in. Alma hulchim uboim besoicham. They move in the tabois. So the Gemara answers, mispalkin ve'einon nishmotim. They can be adjusted, they can be moved back and forth, but they cannot be taken out completely. Berosheyem, the badim which held up the poles, which held up the orim, berosheyem hoyu ovim. The heads of the poles were thick. Ve'hichnis roishon echot bedoichik betabois. That one of the heads of the poles he forced through the tabois, ubemtzon, but the middle of the badim hoyu dakim, they were thin. Hilkach loy hoyu nitchokim betabois, therefore they were not tight in the rings. Ela mispalkin vahilchim, they were able to move back and forth. Lakan olakam, avleinam nishmotim lotzeis mehem. But they weren't able to take them out completely, lefi shehein ovim b'rosheim, because the two roshim, the two heads of the poles, were thick. Tanya nami hochi, b'taboi sa'orin yu abadim. We learned abaraise. The baraise says that the badim were in the rings of the orin. Yochel lo yu zozim im kaimam, that they were not able to be moved. Tamalayim v'huva esbadav v'tabos. Ivahuva esbadav yochel yu nechnosim v'yoytzim. You slip them in and out. Tamalayim v'taboy sa'orin yiyu abadim. Hakeitzad mispalkin v'ein nishmotim. They could be moved, adjusted in the tabois, but they cannot be taken out completely. Let us see Tosfos. Ksiv b'tabois ha'orin. Now, Tosfos had a different girsa. We have a kasha. One place it says that the badim, the poles, were in the rings of the orin. Lo yasura mimenu, cannot be taken out. Uchsiv v'huva es badov b'tabois. That the badim, the poles, were brought in into the rings. Kasha li tuve. So Tosfos asks, Amai maisi haikra de vehuva? Why did the Gemara bring the posik from vehuva? Dechsiv gabi mizbeach hanachoshes. That posik is written by the mizbeach. Vishavikra de veheveso. Dechsiv gabi yorim. Why didn't they bring the posik of a veheveso? Rashi vaistois did bring the, it was geiris veheveso. Rashi says Rashi was geiris veveisa, but al kaponim Tosfos had a gear, so we have an argamora behuva. Ba'oich shamati makshim. Then he asks a second kasha. The bishas siluk masois ksiv. It says when they took apart the mishkan to start traveling, it says as follows: Ubo Aaron ubonov. Aaron ubonov came in. B'nisoya ha-machne, when the machne was about to travel. V'heridu es poroiches ha-mosoch. They took off the poroiches. V'kisu bo asaroin ha-edus. And they covered it with the poroiches. And then later they put a covering of oil tachosh milamayla. They put a covering of leather on top of it. Skins on top of it. And then upolsu all of beged klil techeles. And over that leather covering, they put a beged of techeles. And then it says, visamu, which poshet means visamu, they put in badov. They put in the poles into the oren. They wanted to move the oren. Mashma, so it would seem to be nisoya hamasois, when they traveled, Hoyomasimim oisom badim. They used to put badim in. V'koshevoksiv leyasura mimenu. So here we have an ofna posik. They should put in the badim when they're going to start traveling with the yorim. So here's an ofna posik v'somu badov. So why didn't the Gemara ask with this posik? And here it means it would seem that they put it in taket. V'rabbeinu Yaakov miyolainish metaritz. Rabbeinu Yaakov said, the Visomu Badov, they should put the Badim al Kispei Hanoisim. they should put the badim on the shoulders of the kahanim who, or the levim who carried it. Lohich licham. Vesamot means to put the badim. Vesamot they should put its badim, but doesn't mean to put it into the yoren. It was always in the yoren. Means to put it on the shoulders of the levim who carried the yoren. Velibi mahases. So the Rami Rutenberg says, I don't wish to agree with the Teretz. Sherei b'nei kohos lo yoyu shom adayim. At the present time, after they covered the Orin and everything else was not taken care of, the b'nei kohos who carried the Orin were not there yet. Ad la'acher shohoyu machnisim kol ha'keilim l'naltik shelahem. Till all the keilim were put into their cases, into their coverings, the B'nai Kos were not permitted to come in till all the Kalim were completely covered. So the Pasuk is speaking about, they just covered the Oren, the other Kalim aren't covered yet, and it says, V'samu Badov, so it's not pshat that they put the Badim on the shoulders of the B'nai Kos, if all the other Kalim was yet not taken care of. So he says about this kash, I would say a different teretz. The high v'somu badov hainu, v'somu badov means shemoyshchem hoyu, this is the Rishash Zagirse, shemoyshchem hoyu habadim litzad chutz. The badim used to extend. We learned in our Gemara the badim were adjustable. Shemoyshchin hoyu habadim letzad chutz. When the Orin was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, so the badim were pulled more towards the Poroiches. They pulled the badim towards the Poroiches. Shemoyshchin hoyu habadim letzad chutz. They should be seen jutting out from the paroiches. So the badim were not symmetrical. They were not half on one side, half on the other side. They were more to one side when they were in the Kodesh Kadoshim and they weren't carried. Now that we want to carry the Orin, v'somu badov, they adjusted the badim. That's not v'somu badov. Now they made them, they should be able to be carried, so the badim were the same on both sides. That's how the Rishash wants to be geiris and teisvis. And d'achsimi, this is pshat in the Ramban ala teire, the Ramban says, v'hanochen ki v'somu, sheyisaknu oisam, they should be misakin, they should fix the badim, the poles, liyos yoitzim, that they should go out, means go out the other side, losay soisibem, they should be able to be carried. The vial they were unable to be carried, the badim were facing more to one side. So now they adjusted the badim. So mail that not to gefelach. But the first kasha, why does the Gemara bring the Pasuk Behuva? The Gemara should bring the Pasuk Behevesa. The Deichikul, the Shabbos HaSvarim, it's a Deichik to correct all the Svarim, the Bekula Goras Vuvas Bado, Mitzah Svarim Gassini Bebraise Behevesa, Aval Askafta, the Rabbi Yossi, Berabchanine Gassini Bekula Behuva. Ve'ilav de mistafina mechavraya. So now, the Bali Tosis, the Rambam Rutenbaz wants to say, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say, Amir de Kechidish. Amir de Kechidish, I would say. Have a mina, I would say, deches tabois hoyu ba'orim. That there were not four rings and two badim. No, there were eight rings and four badim. Vechein meichiach haposik. The posik seems like that. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'yotzakta loy arba tabayzot, there should be four rings, v'nosata al arba pamoysot, should put it on the four corners, tahaynu arba karnoysot, the four corners, kidimitagamin and zivyose, v'hodoksiv, and so we spoke about the four corners, the rings, v'hodoksiv, right afterwards it says, ushtei tabayz, there should be two rings, al tzaloy ha'achas, Two rings on one side and two rings on the other side. Mashme, so it seemed that arba tabois hoyu al shtei tzaloisov. There were four rings al shtei tzaloisov. Levad me oisan dalet shal dalet pamoisov. Besides the four which we mentioned before, which were on the four corners, there were another four rings on the sides. Now, so now we have eight rings and four badim. Bedalit abois mehem. Now in the four rings are you badim kabuim. There were badim which remained, which were never taken out. Lo yasul, they were never taken out. Ubarbo mehem, in the other four rings, shahoyu, where these rings were, he says he doesn't know lamato, lamailo meyaisen tabois. He doesn't know if they were underneath the first tabois or on top of them. Hayu mesimim badim. These all for the other four rings were empty, and they put in the badim bishas siluk amasois when they had to travel. Lo seis asorim behen, that to carry the orim. Vahainu dechsiv bohu v'samu badim. So that's what it says. Bishas siluk amasois, they put in the badim. Yeah, there was takya other badim they put in. Period. So Bemela, so now he took care of the Besomu Badav. So now we have two sets of Badim. There are Badim which are stationary, which never were removed. And there were Badim, two Badim which were stationary, and two Badim which, when they wanted to carry on, they put in these other four regions, they put in another two Badim. Vim Taima, Aibazoi, if we just said that there were four Badim, my pori chochi Rabbi Yosi berabchanine lishani dishnei mini badim. There were two types of badim. Yesh mehem kivuim. There were badim that were kivuim that remained in the yoren. Yesh mehem nichnosim v'yoytzim kedefrishes. Yesh loime dal kol chacho veiveso es habadim betabois. That what it says you should put the badim in the rings. Akulu badim koi. This is going on all four badim. Di loy koi ela hanach shayim esimim b'masoim. If it's only speaking about the badim which were only put in when they started traveling, in kain havalei lemeima nami v'chibalta sabadim b'taboy. So it should have spoken about this other badim which have to remain there. Why does it only say a loshen veheveso? Sheolei pirish, mosai hichnisoi som badim akvuyim, elokoso vitaboisa orin yiyu abadim. It said they have to remain there. And when did he put them in? Utchilo yiloi lefori sheichnisom. She should have said that he put them in. Elabade akulu badim kosa veheveso es abadim. And all the badim, they were put in. Umashmalei the bishovik oyakulu. Tihechi di hanach shenoisim bem loyoye kvuyim. Those that the oren was carried with, they weren't kavua. Hochanami inu loyoye kvuyim mamish bemokim echad. These were also not kavua. Shloyu zozim klaumim koime. They shouldn't move at all. Elochalapoches nechnosim tas lakan alakan. They were adjustable. That means, so there was a similarity between the permanent badim and the badim which were put in only bishasilik masois. There was a similarity in al kaponim. All the badim were more or less adjustable. Lohi maisinamikro devohuva the kosa b'mizbeach legiloi ahava havesa de orim. Just like over there, the badim one kvuim dolei kosev hosam lo yisuru mimenu achinami veveisa da oren lo yoyu mamish kvuim legamis. The Gemara wanted to be megale that veveisa is dumia from vehuva. The imtoima. So now Tosfos says akash lefima shepirish da akulu dalet badim koi. That all four badim this behavese, kosha maidach sivbei bahiko, loseis es ha'orin behem, behavese es ha'badim betabois, and this is going on also the kibbutz, loseis es ha'orin behem, We just said now that they carried the Oren with the Vesomu Badov. Ve'ein letarets the Bekulu Abo Badim Hoyo Noisim that Itaki carried it all for. Ushnayim mehem hoyu aruchim, there were two very long badim. Ushnayim acherim ktsorim mehem, there were two short badim. So it's possible that eight kahanim were carrying the bepek shtei alechem, mashmed the babo gavri havedorilu besuloi. Only four people carried it. The nirali, so now Taisva says as follows. Now Taisva is chayza. The veheveso loikoi elahanoch badim hakvuyim. The badim which were kavua in the oren, there it says veheveso. Shrei oisom badim sheinem kavuyim, mahutzruch laskiron kam loima veheveso. Why do you have to say veheveso about the other badim? Loihoyu machnisim oisom alahar nabonu vishasam asois. So the other, the Vesomu Badim, they were only put in when they had a travel. So Veveso is only speaking about the Badim Kvuyim. Teidesh Chei Bekulu Kosav V'nisa Bo Mes HaShulchan Chei Mimizbeach HaNechoshes Ksiv V'hu V'azbado V'tabois B'seis Oysoi V'mimizbeach HaZov Kosav Nami Labotim Labadim Loseis Oysa Beime Avoloi Kosav Behem Veveso B'tzivui. It doesn't say veheveisa. So all these badim were put in when they had to travel. Basiya loiksi bayove, kedosiv kabi orein, bein betzavo, bein basiya. So memele, so therefore, Taisva says that the veheveisa is going on the badim kavuim. And only about the badim kavuim. That's a very good, the whole argument is a pilpul. And vesamu badov is going on the badim sha'inim kavuim. Now, there's a very big kasha. Taisva says that the Veheveso is going on the Badim Kvuyim. And Taisva, before he asked the kasha, says, Lo seis esa oren. So they didn't carry the oren with these Badim. When they wanted to carry the oren, they put in a new set of Badim. So what is Pshat? So this kasha the Siach Yitzhak brings down, and he brings from someone a Teretz, a Mu'im Dike Teretz. He says, they carried the Oren with the Kavua Dike Badim, with the Badim which were unable to take out. But when they wanted to carry the Oren, then they put in the other set of Badim. When they didn't want to carry the Oren, so then they took out the other set of the Badim. So it sounds like a very modne halacha. So he says it's a Gzeiras HaKosav. But that's what he wants to say, Pshat and Taisvis. I would like to say, Al Pi Drush, I would like to say Pshat in what he just said now, and could be, it's a shtickle korev le'emes. It's brought down in Sforim, and we'll have later in the sugya, the Oren symbolizes the Talmud Chochem, the Loimet Torah. The Oren, the Wadaluchis. The Badei Ha'oren symbolized those who supported the Torah, those who carried the Torah. There's a Moira de Kivot from Rab David Tebel, the Nachlus David, Chaber of Beis David. He brings down, the Pasuk says, Eitzchayim hi lamachzikim bo v'soimcheho me'usho. So he says Pshat in this Pasuk as follows. There are two types of people who support Torah. There's one person who's machzikim bo. Machzikim means he's holding on to the Torah. He brings a ton of develio. A ton of develio gives a moshul. A person is drowning in a river, and all of a sudden he sees a piece of wood that's floating. So he grabs the wood, he's holding on for his life. So the Tana de Velio says, on this pasuk, Eitzchayim machzikim bo, he's holding on. His whole life depends on how tight his grasp is to this log that he's holding on. So there's one person who realizes by supporting Torah, he's not doing a favor to the Torah. He's helping himself. He's supporting himself. His whole life is a tzchayim mila machzikim bo. A person who has such a hashkofe, such a person, the Torah is taken etz chaim. The Torah will give him chaim. He realizes that he's being held up through the Torah. There's another person, v'soim cheho. Soim cheho means he's supporting the Torah. Achmonis, what's going to be with the Torah without him? Nebuchad Achmonis, the Talmid Chachomim, the Torah. So he's going to help them. So he's a toimach deraisa. He's supporting the Torah. So he says, if he looks at it in this outlook, he says, so the Torah is not an Eitz Chaim for him. He has a different perspective. The way he looks at it, that's what's going to be. So he's a toimach deraisa. He's supporting the Torah. Mahusha, it's a nice thing. It's a very nice thing. But it's not an Eitz Chaim. I'd like to be mamshich with this nekude, with one moira de kedrosha saram. The, in Tanakh, we learn a maise that, when they brought back the Oren, so it says, the Shomtu Abokor, the Bokor who were, the Oren were in a wagon, the Oren was in a wagon, and then the Bokor who were pulling the wagon slipped, and Uzo was standing behind the wagon, and he saw that the Bokor slipped, and the Oren is going to fall, so he stuck out his hand to catch the Oren. So the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Uzo el Aron Elokim, Vayoyches boy, ki shomtu habokor. So he's held the Oren because the Bokor was slipping. Vayichar af Hashem bo uzo vayakeyu shom elekim al ashal vayomas shom im orein elekim. So it says the Rabbi Nishlom was very angry at Uzo, and he killed him. Al hashal. What does al hashal mean? So Rashi says shal is a loshen shkoge. He made a mistake. Uzo made a mistake. Orein. Naisav naisei es atzmai lekolshkei. That means, when the Yidden crossed the Yarden, so first the Levim were holding the Oren, and the waters of the Yarden split. Then the waters came back, and all the Yidden were on the other side of the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael, and the Levim who were holding the Oren were on this side. So then what happened next? So then the Oren lifted up the Levim, took them over the Yarden, And they were on the other side. So we see that the Oren carried those who were carrying it. So the Gemara says, so Uzzah should have thought, if the Oren can carry those who can carry it, who are carrying it, it can take care of itself also. That means it didn't need your help. Don't be afraid about the Oren. The Oren will slip. The Oren can take care of itself. So since he forgot this, he made a mistake, so he was punished, he was killed. That's the posik. So the Ran in the Droshes asks Akasha, he made a mistake, it wasn't proper, it wasn't right, but why was he Chayiv Misa? Why was he killed? What was the tremendous Aveira that he had done? What Aveira was he over? That he's Chayiv Misa. So the Ran says the Aveira he was over is the posik says, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo Hikores Tikores HaNefeshahi. That means such a perspective that he should think that the Oren needs him. And without him, the Oren will fall. That is degrading the Oren. Ki dvar Hashem bozo hikores tikores. So he's chayiv kores. If a person is mevaza the dvar Hashem hikores tikores hanefeshi. Al koponim. There was a inyan of carrying the Oren, but one should never think that the Oren needed the carriers. It was the other way around, that the carriers needed the Oren. The Badim need the Oren. So Memele, it's Moiradik. Kolzman, the Oren was not carried. There were Badim in the Oren. Now, Bemis in this vote, more or less the Meshech Chochme says in Parshas Truma. That means the Oren was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, not carrying the Oren. Why were the Badim there? You're not carrying the Oren. So you see klar that the Badim are not for the Oren, not because the Oren needs the Badim. No, the Badim needs the Oren. The Badim needs the Orem, lo yasurim imenu, the Badim needs the Orem. So that is why the Badim were always there, because the Badim need the Orem. There was a time when they carried the Orem. So in this time when they carried the Orem, so now, for the time they're carrying, a person thinks, oh, the Orem needs the Badim. So they stuck in other Badim. To teach us that in all times, that the Badim need the Orem, not the Orem needs the Badim. That means, Bishas, when they're carrying the Orem, you shouldn't think then, Al Kaponim, now the Orem needs the Badim. So you stuck in then other Badim, which were not touched, to teach us that no, the Badim always need the Orem. And that you should see it. So therefore they put in extra Badim to teach us that the Badim always need the Orem, not that the Orem needs the Badim. Could be that is pshat in this Gzeiris HaKosev. Now let us finish the Taisvis. Va'avar gav de bebreise de memlechas ha-mishke tanye dalet ha-bois hoyo mikaveis boi. There were four rings, shtayim betzvoynoi, shtayim bedroymoi. Shikim and shoy yunaisnim ha-badim ho-yizozim isham lo-oilom. Shdeme betaboyis ha-orim. I'm saying that the eight rings. Yeshloimed lechoshiv elo oisam dalet haboy shabadim kvuyim bem. Avol oisam shloyoye badim kvuyim bem. Loinaso elo letzeire shasa masois lechoshiv. He's not speaking about these taboys and these badim. Teida the lechoshiv osam tabay shol shulchan shol mizbeach anachoshes vahazov. So Koch is only speaking about the badim, which are needed always to be in the Orem. So he's speaking about only four taboys and two badim. But after this whole shtek teire, Taisvis is Messiahim, Mitzorach Iyam. I wonder if this is correct. Now let us go further. Omar Rabbi Chome Berabbi Chanine, May Dersiv Atzei Shitim Oimdim. It says by the kroshim of the Mishkan, they were atzei shitim oimdim, they were standing. So we learn out from the word oimdim, sha oimdim derech gdeiloson, that they were put up, standing up the way they grew. Let's see what Rashi says, derech gdeiloson, ha'elyain lamayla v'atachtein lamato. This wood came from a tree, and the tree has a bottom and a top. There's a grain going from bottom to top. So they had to make sure when they put up the kroshim, which were the walls of the Mishkan, it had to be put up right side up. That's pshat atzei shitim oimdim. Davar acher, another pshat, oimdim, what does atzei shitim oimdim mean? Because in Emerson, the oimdim is extra. Because if you learn the parsha, you see that there was adonim, so it's muchach that the boards were not put down horizontally. From the dimensions of the Mishkan, and from the whole picture of the Mishkan, you can figure out they were standing up vertically. So the oimdim is extra. So either the oimdim is coming to tell us, oimdim derech deilosom, you had to put it up, right side up, the bottom on the bottom, and the top on the top. Dava'acha oimdim shema'amidim es tzipuyom. They supported the covering. That means all these boards were covered with gold. So the pasuk is telling us that they supported the covering. Let us see Rashi. Shema'amidim es tzipuyom, tzipuy hazov ma'amidim. The covering of gold, they were gold-plated. So they supported them al yidei mismorais, with nails. Now what is pshat in this Rashi? So Rashi in Sukkot Daf Mem Hayim at Beis explains a little better. Rashi says the kroshim were 10 amas tall, 20 feet. They were gold plated. Is loyhoya tas oruch kimidas hakerish? It was not one long plate of gold, the size of the keresh, sheyamoid me'elov, if it would be one long plate of gold, it could stand up by itself also. No, it was small pieces of gold. And these small pieces were attached. It wasn't one long piece. There were small pieces of gold. They were attached with golden nails. So therefore, that's what the Pasuk is telling us, how the gold plate was. It was a gold plate that was not able to stand by itself, because it wasn't one long plate. It was small plates. And they were supported by the Kroshim. They were nailed to the Kroshim with golden nails. A second Shadrashi says, Loshen Acha, Sheloi Hitliu, V'loi Nofal Tzipuyim. We're going to see later that the Kroshim are still in existence. After all these years, the Kroshim were hidden, and Emil Tashem, when Mashiach will come, we'll see these Kroshim, this Kroshim will come back to us. So, gold is the elements, it can withstand age and the other elements. Wood, after a long passage of time, it gets wormy, and so the Pasuk is telling us that Shemamidim es tzipuyam sheloi hitliyu v'loi nafal tzipuyam, that the wood never rotted, which was a nes. That means if the wood would rot, automatically the tzipuy would fall off. So it's telling us oimdim that the wood is strong as it was in the beginning, and it didn't rot, and the tzipuy remains on the wood. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz seems to have a third pshat. Shemamidim tzipuyim. What is the chiddush of mamidim tzipuyim? So Taisvitz learns that the Pasuk is telling us a halachic fact. Nirali dafilu tzipuy zov sha'aleim. The tzipuy zov, the gold plating which were covering the kroshim, botel legabe didhu. It is bottle to the kroshim, to the wooden kroshim. The bechol duchte, all the time, if you have such a situation, you'll have a kli eitz that is plated with gold, ha eitz bottle legabi hamatches. So all the time, the eitz is plated, so it is bottle to the plating, to the covering. Linyan tvile, if it needs tvile, ulachol mili, a klimatchas needs tvile, kliyates is no tvile, ulachol mili. The omar haloich acher hamaimit. Let's forget about these three words. We'll come back to them in a minute. The ba'atzei shitim ain't kain, but by the atzei shitim, that's the chiddush. By the atzei shitim, so the halacha is that they're the ikar. Not the tzipuy is the ikar, not the covering is the ikar, but the eitz is the ikar. Shemamidim tzipuyim. Shrei shulchan shalatzei shitim. The shulchan hoyo shrei shulchan shalatzei shitim. Shulchan shalatzei shitim hoyim. The shulchan was made out of atzei shitim. Umitzu pizof, and it was covered with gold. Afilu hachi toiras kli eitz olov. That's the Rishash's gilsim. That even though it was covered with zov, it had a loch of a kli eitz. Shatzipui bottle legabe haetz. That the plate became bottle to the eitz. Kedisa b'shilich hagige v'yavlo hosam mikro. So Taisvitz seems to be saying, Shemamidim Tzipuyam is telling us, here Achidish and Halacha, that even though all over, if you have a kli with a tzipuy, with a covering, so we say that the Ika Keli is the covering, not the Ika Keli, the covering is the Ika, Afal Pikein, by Atzei Shitim, that Atzei Shitim has a cheshivis which overweighs the tzipui, and it is called that the Atzei Shitim are the Ika Keli. That is the Chiddush, Shemamidim es tzipuyim. They're called the Mamidim of the tzipui. Now, the Lashon of Taisvus, I don't understand. Taisvus says that the Chiddush is that this is different than all over, the Oma Haloich Acher Hamaimit. would seem from the Lashon of Tosfos that the Tzipoy is called the Maimed. I don't understand why the Tzipoy should be called the Maimed. If we're speaking about the Maimed L'chayra Zichar the Eitz. I don't understand why Tosfos calls the Tzipoy the Maimed. About Kaponim, that is how Tosfos says Pshat in the Gemara, that the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that here it is considered Atzei Shittim Oimdim. The Iker is the Atzei Shittim, not the Tzipoy. Dover Acher, another Pshat. Oimdim Shema Toima. Maybe you'll say Ovad Sivron, their hope is lost. Ubotel Sichuyom, and their yearning is bottle. Talmud Loima Oimdim Sha Oimdim La'olam La'ilmei Elomim. That's the Gilsa Mesach the Sukkah. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, and this is Dalch Laner and Sukkah says Pshat and Arashi, he says as follows, Shema Toima, maybe you'll say, Mishenignizu, after the Kroshim were hidden, Ovat Sivram, their hope, the there is speaking about the Kroshim. The Kroshim hope to come back. Ovat Sivron, their hope is lost. Shelo Yeshuvoi, they will not be able to return. That means the Gemara is telling us that the Kroshim want to return, and we are yearning, we are looking when they're going to return. So one might think that so many thousands of years have passed by, so maybe one will think that it's lost already, it's bottled. So it says, "Na oimdim shaimdim la oilam la ilmei elamim." Va'amar Rabbi Chama ba'chanina, "May dechsiv es bigdei hashor asrod l'shoreis b'kodesh." So we'll see from the Gemara that the bigdei kohune are called bigdei srod. What is the translation of srod? So Rashi says, "By a srod loshen sorid, sorid the polit." That means that someone was, he was rescued because of these begodim. Ilmole bigdei kohune, if it would not be for the bigdei kohune, le nishtaye misaineyem shal Yisrael sorry the polit. If it wouldn't be for the bigdei kohune, klal Yisrael chas v'shon would not have a kiyam. Ilmole bigdei kohune shal yedeihem makrivim hakorbonos amechapchim al Yisrael. That means the existence of Klal Yisrael is through the bigdei kohune. There's a ha'oran Rashi. So why do we say that the bigdei kohune are sorid? Say the kabonis are. That means the sorid. The Klal Yisrael, zikha, you need the bigdei kohune also, because the Fatim, you couldn't do the avoide. But why are we miyaches the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael to the bigdei kohune? You should be miyaches the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael to the kabonis. The Rabbeinu Yochim Lemaise seems to say, the Mashal is also Moira this, Rabbeinu Yochim seems to say that Taka the Bigdei Kohune are Mechapa. There's a Gemara in Erchen that each of the Bigdei Kohune, the Mi'il is Mechapa on Loshen Hore, and the Michnesayim is Mechapa on Erve, each of the Bigdei Kohune was Mechapa. Rabbein Eliyakim says that the begodim, wherever they are, he says that they're in Rome now, they're being mechaper now. And that's the sorid, that's akel. They're still continuing to be mechaper. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini Omar, Devei Rab Shimon, Tone, Big Day, that is going to translate Big Day Asrod. So he says as follows. Begodim, these are begodim, shegirdim oison kibiryoson mikleyem. They are begodim which are taken out from the loom where they were woven, kibiryoson, like a complete beged. That means when the big day, when we make clothing, so the way we make clothing is we have a loom that we weave material, then you have a lot of material, then you cut out into pattern and you sew it together and you have a beged. The big day kahuna were not made like that. The big day kahuna from the loom that wove, that it wove begodim. That means there were no seams. The begodim came out from the loom, begodim already. That means they were hollow begodim. That means it wasn't material that had to be put together. It came out from the looms. It became out begodim. Begodim shegeidin oisam kibir yosan mikleim. But there was material that was left over, and that was used for these begodim. Maihi, what was left over? Resh Lakish am elu maisei machat. This is the material that was sewn together. Meisvei bigdei kuhune in oisin oisei maisei machat ala maisei oirik. We learned bigdei kuhune not sewn, they are woven. Shenema maisei oirik. Amar Abaye loinitzecha elo lebeis yad shelohem. We're speaking about the sleeves. It is very interesting. Somehow the begodim besides the sleeves came out as full begodim. Bashim the Bein Eliyakim says that the sleeve also came out as a sleeve. Others seem to say it came out as material. But the sleeve was sewn, it didn't come out together. The sleeve was sewn and attached to the rest of the beged. Kedesanya, we learned in the Baraisa base, Yad shall bigdei kohune, the sleeves of the bigdei kohune, nereges bifnei atzma, was woven separately. The beged did not come out together with the sleeves. The sleeves were woven separately. Benidvekes im habeged, and then it was attached to the beged, it was like a sewn to the beged, the sleeve was sewn to the rest of the beged, umagas, and it reached at pisas hayad till the wrist. I mean, the sleeve went from shoulder to wrist. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, shegirdim oison kibir yoson mikleihem, shayuchaitchen oison, when they cut them off, begardim shalem itech kliyari goson, when they were taken off the weaving loom, hayoisim kibir yosom, they came out like they were, the way a beggar should be, chalulim, they were hollow, that means they were, it wasn't a piece of material, chalulim kedach levishosom, the way a beggar looks when you put it on. But like ishar yeriye, didn't look like a, material, shetzoich shuv lachatcho, you have to first cut it, lemides halabush, to measure it to the size of the beged, velitpe b'machat, then you have to sew it together. It came out complete begodim. Mesardim mehem klum, mishayim mehem miktsas, but some was left over, she'enei orgimohim, which was not woven together with the big dekun, it was that loshen shot. Mahi oisei shia, what was left over? Elu maisei machat. Miktsosoi hoye nerag bifnei atzmoi, the part of the, part of the big dekuna were woven separately, mechabre b'machat. Was attached to the rest of the big dekuna was sewn together. Zogte gemore weiter, Omar Rechave, Omar Rav Yehude, Sholoish aroinois oso betalo. Bezalel made three aroinos, three boxes. Emtsoi shel eitz, the middle box was wooden. Tisha, and that was 9 tfachim tall. That means from the outside, you measured from the bottom up, it was 9 tfachim. Pnimi, there was a inner box that was put into this outer box, and it went flush in. Shel zo. Shmoina, this was 8 tfachim. And we'll see, Rashi will explain, the outer box, that we said measured 9 tfachim, so the floor was a tefach thick, and the walls were 8 tfachim. And we put into this outer box an inner box of gold,
and this floor was very thin, and it just so it had the it had a height of 8 tefachim, and this covered the inside of the box, and it was completely gold. If you looked at the inside, it was completely gold. You did not see the wood from the inside. Chitzoin, now we had an outer box which surrounded the wooden middle box, and this outer box, chitzin shel zov, asoro umashu, and there the height of the outer box was 10 tefachim and a mashu. We'll see, Rashi will explain that the mashu was the floor of the outer box, which was a mashu, and then you had 10 tefachim, 9 tefachim to cover the wooden box from the outside, and an extra tefach to cover the sides of the kapoiris. The kapoiris was thicker tefach. The kapoiris rested on the two inner boxes, so the outer box went up flush till the top of the kapoiris, the kisi of the kapoiris, which was 1 tefach. V'hosanye, so the Gemara says, we learned that the outer golden box was achad osar umashu. It was 11 tefachim and a mashu. Leikashe, hokem on the oma yesh ba'ovyei tefach. This Tana holds that the outer golden box had a floor which was thick a tefach. So we had a floor a tefach. Then we had 9 tefachim, which was enough to cover the middle wooden box. And then we had a tefach lemaila to cover the kapoiris. So that's 11. And then we had a mashu to jut over the kapoiris, to be a crown over the kapoiris. Hokeman the Yoma, so that Hokeman the Yoma Yeshbi of Ye Tefach, so therefore was 11 in the Mashu. Hokeman the Yoma Ainbi of Ye Tefach, the other one that says it was 10 in the Mashu, so there means something else. That the Mashu was for the floor, which was a Mashu. And then there was an extra Tefach to cover, to reach the same Goiva of the Kapoiris. And according to him, there wasn't a Zer. My mashu, according to the second Baraisa, what did this mashu function? There, it was a crown. That means this was came to symbolize the Keser Torah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Sholish aroinoi shenemro mi bayis mi chutz tzapeno. It says that the oren should be covered from the inside and outside with gold. Vishal eitz be'emtza. In the middle there was a wooden box. Vayishivu b'seich shel zov. He put this wooden box in a golden box. V'chozav v'nosen shel zov sheini b'seich shel eitz. And then he put a golden box into this wooden box. V'chipo svosei al yoin. And then he went and covered and plated the outer rim of the top rim of the wooden box. Bezov nimtza mitzupa mibayis mechutz. So it comes out this wooden box was plated, covered from the inside and outside. Tisha govoi tisha tefachim mibachutz. If you measured from the outside, this wooden box was 9 tefachim. Shenem alkos, it says amo v'chetzi kaimosoi. The height is an amo and a half. V'riglayim loy hoyuloy. It didn't have any feet. Ela eitz cholul hoyu. Was an empty box. If you measure from the outside, from the floor to the top, was 8 tefachim. Im oivei shulov, together with the thickness of the floor of the inner golden box, oivei shuli 8 shalem tzoi tefach, nimtza pnimi memale chaloli shalem tzoi, this middle box completely covered, filled up the inside of the outer wooden box. The chitzin shel zov yudamashu tisha keneged goiva hemtzoi. 9 tefachim was to cover the height of the 9 tefachim of the middle box. Umashu, and the mashu was oive shule zov shel chitzin. That was the thickness of the floor of the chitzin. בתפח הסירי, and the tenth תפח אילו למול אויבי הקפוירס, this went up towards the אויבי, the thickness of the קפוירס, שהוא תפח, which is a תפח, ומחסה חיבור הקפוירס ואורן, and this covered the קפוירס and the אורן. והסניה, we learned in הברייסה, אחד עשר ומשהו, we learned that there was 11 in המשהו, ומשני הו כמן די אומה יש בוי וישולי עזוב תפח, כאשר יש בוי וישולי עץ, the one, the man the yomah that holds that the wall of the outer golden box at a tefach, so it was 11 in a mashu. Command the omar, ein bi oivye tefach, alo mashu, liyadano hechif liga by Rashi says, I don't know where this machlokes is. Umay mashu diktoni bebraise basraise, why in the second braise there has to be a mashu? Zeh, so this was a crown. Ha'oila, that's what jutted out, ha'yo'idef l'mayla, so it was higher, al'oivi akapayris mashu, it was higher over the oivi akapayris, b'goiva ha'chitzoim, li'yezeh l'kapayris oviv. So this was a crown for the kapayris. U'mashu d'koma Rab Yehudi, that Rab Yehudi said, ba'oivi shulechitzim koma, u'bezeh l'ayri klal. According to Rabbi Huda, was at all not speaking about a crown, but the second Baraisa is speaking about a crown. Zogt the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara now, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Zeirenheim, there are three crowns. Shal Mizbeach, the Mizbeach had a crown, Bishal Oren, the Oren had a crown, Bishal Shulchan. Shal Mizbeach, Zocha Aren, Unetoloi. The crown of Avoide, that Aaron HaKoyin was Zoyche, with the crown of Kohune. Shel Shulchan, Zoche David, and the Toloi. Shulchan, which is a Shulchan, Shel Ashiros, that Shulchan Melochim, that David HaMelech was Zoyche. Shel Oren, but the crown of Teire, Adayin Munachu. The crown of Teire is resting. Whoever wants to come and get this crown, that means there are no people who have special rights to this crown. Everyone can go and be zeiche in this crown, the crown of Torah. Shema Toima, maybe you might say, Pochisu, that this crown is the crown of Kuna, only Kahanim have a right to it. The crown of Malchus, only Bizarre Shal David have a right to it. If this, everyone has a right to it, so it seems this is not such a chosh of a crown. Talmud Loimer, Bi Melochim Yimloichu. The Torah is speaking by itself, and it says the other crowns, the crown of Kohuna, the crown of Malchus, comes through me. So we see that the crown of Torah is mamlech the others. So the mamlech is bigger than the melech. Let us see Rashi. Shloisha zeirim nasu b'kli ha-kodesh. There were three crowns of the kli ha-kodesh. Shel mizbeach simen lekesel kohune. V'shel orein simen lekesel Torah. V'shel shulchan simen lekesel malchus. This Melochim, the wealth of Melochim. Hachigasini shom izbeach zocha Aaron and the Toloi. Aaron was zeicha the kesa kohune. Shal shulchan zocha David and Toloi. Shakuna nitna la Aaron bris melach. Chena malchus lo David al zari. But the crown of Teir is greater than all of them. Be Melochim yimloichu. Be godol hamamlech. The one who can coronate others, min ha-melech. Ba-teira omra mikra zeh, the Torah says that all melochim, they get their koyach ha-meluche from the Torah.
Just that the clothes came out completely.